Three men who say they were sexually abused by a late University of Michigan doctor spoke publicly yesterday. The three former wrestlers say it was widely known that Dr. Robert Anderson abused student athletes during treatments. Here's Andy Rovat.
You know, your teammates telling you when you go in there that you're going to be touched inappropriately and things are going to get weird. Just going into it, that mental psyche was something I couldn't deal with at the time. And, you know, that's what has stuck with me for the last 20 plus years.
Joining me now with more on the case is Detroit Free Press higher education reporter David Jesse. Hi, David.
Hi, Doug.
Before we get into more about yesterday's press conference, let's talk a bit about the background in this case. Dr. Robert Anderson worked at U of M from 1968 to 2003. He's since died. What else can you tell us about his career at U of M and how this story came to light?
Well, Dr. Anderson worked as a doctor for the head of the university's student health system, so he saw a lot of students, was a football team doctor, and it came to light, one of the wrestlers that spoke yesterday at this press conference sent a letter in 2018 to Athletic Director Ward Manuel, who then launched an investigation into the matter.
And I want to note in full disclosure here that the University of Michigan holds Michigan Radio's broadcast license. Former wrestler Tad DeLuca also spoke yesterday. He said he first complained about Anderson in 1975. Here's some of what he had to say.
Everybody who was abused by this doctor, the doctor everyone knew was doing this, should speak up and let everyone know they will not be ignored.
What else did he and the other two men have to say yesterday, David?
Well, what was most interesting from Tad was he wrote this letter in 1975, a 9-page handwritten letter, and he sent it to his wrestling coach and he sent it to the athletic director, and he thought, you know, he'd get some sort of comforting response. Instead, he ended up getting kicked off the wrestling team. The response to it from the university was definitely a cover-up. They said that he was, you know, making stuff up and he was never going to be a wrestler for them.
And right, and he lost his scholarship in addition to being sort of just booted from the team.
That's right. They also read the letter to his soon-to-be ex-teammates. So that, as you can imagine, was a bit humiliating and embarrassing.
David, this isn't the only case of alleged misconduct at U of M. The university recently put Provost Martin Filbert on administrative leave because of allegations of sexual misconduct and harassment. And Professor David Daniels, who's also a well-known opera singer, is on leave. A U of M investigation found that he had sexually harassed 20 students. And as you recently wrote, these three cases have a common theme, people expressing concerns early on.
Yeah, it's clear in all three of these cases that there were folks at the university who knew stuff was going on, who alerted administrators. We heard it in the wrestler from the wrestlers yesterday. In the case of Martin Filbert, there was at least three times over his career, which started in the 90s at the university, where university administrators were told about his alleged sexual misconduct. And David Daniels, before he was even hired, as he was coming in, the faculty had a meeting to discuss who was going to tell him to keep his hands off the young students. So these were all known. Administrators went ahead anyway. These were all prominent people, whether a nationally known opera singer, in the case of Daniels. Filbert was a rising academic star, and the football team doctor.
In the case of Dr. Robert Anderson, U of M is urging others to come forward, and about 70 people so far have contacted a hotline. What happens next in this case?
Well, there's an independent investigation being done by an outside firm. The lawyers for the wrestlers who spoke yesterday said they were having a meeting with the university's general counsel. We've seen a number of other attorneys signing up clients. So I think eventually we're going to hit a situation like we did at Michigan State with the Larry Nassar survivors, where there'll be some sort of lawsuit. And how that plays out, you know, once it gets into the courts is always up in the air.
David Jesse covers higher education for the Detroit Free Press. He joined us via Skype. David, thank you very much.
Anytime, Doug. Thanks for having me.
And coming up in the next hour of Morning Edition, sports commentator John U. Bacon will share his thoughts on the case of Dr. Robert Anderson and what lessons U of M could learn from other universities. John Bacon's commentary coming up at 8:50 here on Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.